shares of companies hit hard by the pandemic jumped this morning on Wall Street after news of a major development in the race for a coronavirus vaccine. A vaccine in development by the biotech company Moderna produced protective antibodies in all 45 people who participated in phase one trials.
There were side effects to the vaccine, but it was ultimately deemed safe and is now set to move into the next phase, which will include tens of thousands of participants. Stat News reporter Matthew Herper has been covering this story. And Matthew, start by explaining the significance of the Moderna vaccine being proven safe in the early trials.
So people like to say that phase one trials are about safety and later trials are about efficacy, but really safety and efficacy are kind of studied in tandem. The two things that researchers were really looking for here were safety. You want to make sure that the side effects aren't so onerous that the vaccine couldn't be used. And to figure out if the vaccine is producing antibodies, which is, we think, potentially predictive of whether the vaccine will be effective at preventing infection.
We mentioned that there have been side effects. These were mitigated by the lowering of the vaccine dose. But can you describe what those side effects were?
Sure. I mean, they're the kind of side effects you get from an immune response. One thing people seem to get confused about is, does the vaccine give you the virus? It doesn't. This vaccine produces a protein that is part of the virus, but it's not the whole virus. So there's no way it could make you sick in the way the virus does. And at the dose that's likely to go forward here, there were some systemic side effects for just about everybody, some kind of headache, some kind of pain, and some people with fevers.
I want to go back to what you were saying about safety and efficacy. You say that the volunteers for this trial had the antibodies, which is critical. Do we know whether that response is strong enough to prevent infection?
No, we don't know that. We can only know that by doing very large studies where we see if people get infected or not. And those studies are beginning. One thing that I think is very important for people to remember is that there are 23 vaccines in human trials. And the good news is that several of them seem to be progressing, which increase the odds that we'll have vaccines next year, if not by the end of this year.
I mean, it really speaks to, though, knowing that the number of people who will eventually get this vaccine will be large. How careful do researchers have to be to actually get it right this time?
So we probably need a bigger debate than we're having about how we're going to use these vaccines when they become available. Do they go to first responders first? Do we give the first vaccine we get to everybody? Remember, there are a lot of vaccines coming out and they may have different profiles. There's this tendency in the pandemic to think about having a vaccine as this magic bullet. But, you know, we're hoping for a vaccine that's about 75% effective. The FDA set a bar at about 50%. That's not like the measles vaccine where you give it and your odds of getting the disease are nothing. It would make a huge difference in the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah, I actually was thinking of it in terms of a measles vaccine or a polio vaccine that prevents those diseases. Or do we expect something like the flu vaccine where it confers some immunity, but in many cases only serves to reduce the severity of the illness for some patients?
You don't know these things until you do a phase three trial. Things do fail with some regularity. There are huge surprises because biology is really complicated.
You mentioned phase three for Moderna. They're set to study this beginning July 27th with 30,000 patients. That's really an astronomical number compared to the 45 people in the phase one trial. What are some of the concerns with a trial of this size?
Well, because of the pressing need, every company developing vaccines and the NIH is skipping normal stages that you would take in development. That probably doesn't pose some gigantic safety risk, but there could be rare side effects. You need to have a big enough sample size that you can pick those up. But the other problem is we want to figure out if these vaccines prevent infection. And so you need to either follow people for a very long time or follow a lot of people. We don't have time, so we're following a lot of people. And that's true for the Moderna vaccine. It's true for the Oxford vaccine that's being developed with AstraZeneca. As we learn more, you know, we'll have a better sense of whether an antibody response is indicative that the vaccine's going to work. It sounds astronomical, but it's actually not an unheard of trial size.
But perhaps the first time that the world is watching as it happens in real time. That Stat News reporter Matthew Herper on the news that Moderna's coronavirus vaccine has produced antibodies in its phase one trial participants. Matthew, thank you so much for putting this into context for us.
Thanks so much for having me.